Couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had the wrong lipstick.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
Just 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's Couples Therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Sorting out any kind of spat you have with your significant other with Couples Therapy. If you need our assistance in doing this, we are more than willing to help you. Just have to direct message us on Facebook or Twitter with the title Couples Therapy, and we'll do the best to help you out and maybe figure out a solution.
Yeah. Yeah, I already told my brother just moved to town and he's newly married. And I said, you know, Trevoy, because he's Trevor and I call him Trevoy. If you ever need anything, I mean, I'm also a professional, you know, marriage counselor. You know, that's what we do on the radio. Right. You can call in anytime.
Is he also the one who thinks gravy is a side dish?
No comment on that one.
While offering him help, you also just buried him on the radio. So that feels like
he better get used to it.
A loaded offer.
He is much smarter than me and makes way more money than me. So I have to hold whatever I can over him, okay?
Take what you got.
Yeah, right?
Again, it's Couples Therapy. You can direct
messages. Younger, better looking. There's a lot there going against
me. Bring into the show Todd, who needs our assistance with a Thanksgiving emergency. Good morning, Todd.
Morning, guys.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What can we do for you?
Well, I don't know if you can help, but...
well, we're going to try.
I was listening, as I always do, to Husker Nick here on the radio here. And he mentioned something that reminded me that for years, I grew up with mac and cheese as a part of our Thanksgiving meal. So,
okay.
And my wife, Jamie, does a killer mac and cheese. So I know things are busy. We're having family over. You know, her family comes over every year. My family's there every year. Traditionally, I smoke the turkey. I smoke the ham. The ladies do all the sides. I'm pretty good at the grill. So all I did was ask her. I said, hey, honey, you know what? Can you do your killer mac and cheese? Right?
Right.
Simple, right? She said, no, I've got too much to do. And I said, whoa. All you do is make that stuff and slap it in an oven. I'm over a hot grill.
Feels like it's not going
to
go
okay,
well.
Okay, I can now start to see why she's unwilling to do this.
No. All they do, what do you know what they do? They talk. That's what they do. They just talk, and they put this stuff together, and they
I feel like you're already not helping yourself, man.
Anyway. Well, first of all, thank you for listening to this was Monday on ESPN. I was talking about mac and cheese.
Okay,
and because I tweeted out on Monday about putting mac and cheese on all my sides, and there was, like, pushback.
Not the Kraft one, but the good.
No, mac and cheese.
Baked stuff, yeah. Okay.
Which is what he's talking about.
However, backing up, one of the least effective ways to get somebody to do something you would like them to do is to point out how little else they have to do and how they're not working hard enough.
He's building a case, Lauren.
I didn't do that initially. I just said, hey, you know what? I said, hey, hon, look, could you just do your famous... And I came at it like, you know what? It's so awesome. How good it is. Her family loves it. My brother-in-law, I mean, eats more than his portion. But all I said was, you know what? Would you mind making the mac and cheese? And she goes, no. And so I just pushed it a little bit. That's all I did.
Did you tell her?
It's mac and cheese, man. That's all it is.
It is. Mac makes the whole... Like, did you explain to her how, like, that kind of makes the whole conglomerate you're about to turn your plate into? It brings it all together. Like, that's okay, all...
The glue.
What? Yeah, it's the mac and cheese
mac
and the gravy.
Thanksgiving.
And,
yes.
All right, but...
Everything is like in there, Christmas the stuffing.
Your wife is also here with us.
Oh, I'm excited for this. Let's bring Jamie in and get Jamie's side of the story. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Yeah.
Glad well, could, thoughts?
Let you know his side. But now I'm going to give you my side. He's been asking about this, and I figured, you know, maybe I'll cave in, but we're doing this on the radio now, so you're going down, buddy.
Okay. No.
Fair enough.
No, that's not fair. It's mac and cheese.
Okay. Hey.
Let Jamie speak.
You had your turn, sir. Yes. Let her lay out her case.
It's the defense's turn, Jamie. Yeah. Go ahead.
My turn. We heard you. Yeah. You guys really should be at our house seeing what I'm going to be making this year. Where do I start? We're going to have two types of green beans. We have also, you know, a green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, yams, cranberry sauce, two different types of dinner rolls, stuffing.
You know,
fine. It's not even the main meat dishes and everything else.
If I come over and make the mac, can I just eat with you guys?
You're always welcome. And I mean, I'm making everything, even, you know, down to the drinks, the gravy. Oh, God, you know, I just think my plate is pretty full already. You know,
right.
No pun intended.
Well, and the oven, too.
Yeah.
You got to have oven space for a different thing that bakes at a different time when you're doing all that, makes things complicated.
Real complicated.
So I told him, you know, his birthday's in July, and I'm, you know, very happy to make it then. It'll give him something to look forward to, you know?
Okay. Well, okay, so here, this is usually when we say where we stand on this and then open it up to the callers to say whose side they're on. It's a simple question. Should she add the baked mac and cheese to the menu and the extra time and effort and all that stuff?
She's willing to make it another time.
Yeah.
Just not for this meal.
Well, when did you say? You said, when are you going to make it?
Really?
Well, it's for his birthday in July.
Oh, come on! That's way too long.
Okay, maybe sooner than July.
you know what? I'm not going to do the turkey. I'm not going to smoke the turkey.
Oh, you don't mean that. You don't mean that.
I wouldn't go there.
Turkey, loving turkey on. You got to have the turkey. Yeah. You can't do that.
Okay.
I don't do that. Plus, you love turkey, I'm sure.
You're going to sabotage yourself here, buddy.
Turkey, don't worry.
This is going to be my decision on this one. Jamie, if I take Todd's side on this, will you still talk with me afterwards about... I want to go back and forth on how both of us make our baked mac and cheese. I want to get some good tips from you. But if you... Will you still do that if I side with Todd?
I mean, of course.
Okay. Then I'm on Todd's side. Mac and cheese is part of Thanksgiving. Mac and cheese is part of Thanksgiving.
There we go. We're going to ask the people.
Yeah.
Todd wants a homemade mac and cheese added to Thanksgiving sides this year. Jamie says, oh, hell no. I've got too much going on. What side are you on? Are you on Team Jamie? She's got way too much going on food-wise for all the sides and stuff. Or Team Todd, just add the homemade mac and cheese.
Oh,
it's that simple. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. The polls are up. You chime in. We'll get your thoughts next in Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy, the Thanksgiving Emergency Edition. As Todd would like to... add an extra side to the meal. The baked mac and cheese that Jamie does so well is what he would like to have added to the menu. No, I've got way too much to deal with.
Put that panko breadcrumbs on the top.
That'd be really good.
Gosh.
And so we are taking your suggestions on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969.
We have a tweet coming in from Andrew at HuskerPower66. He says, Todd, I asked my wife the same thing. She said the same thing. I hope it goes better for you than it did me.
Oh, wow.
John.
That's promising.
John on Facebook says, I'm on her side because one, he should be able to cook it if he wants to eat it. Two, he should have given her more notice. And three, did he really just threaten the turkey? You really lost a lot of people on threatening the turkey there, man.
That hurt.
Okay, that was reactionary. I get it. You know, but again, I can't cook. I don't cook. I grill.
Grill. Okay. And so we've got your suggestions.
How are we looking on Twitter with our Twitter poll? Where are we at on that?
Twitter poll, I think it was 73% for Todd.
For Todd, okay. So
Twitter. On Facebook, it's 68% Todd.
Uh-oh. I will say, the way it's phrased on Twitter, it's more of a mac and cheese for Thanksgiving, yes or no. You know what I mean? Less than the other issues that are being discussed here.
JP, I'm going to make a suggestion for you.
Okay.
Have Lauren write these from now on.
Fine with me.
Every time she takes you to task over that.
It's okay.
I'm just saying, this reads like mac and cheese on Thanksgiving, yes or no.
Ooh.
Also have suggestions why they make it at Hy-Vee. They do a really good pan of baked mac and cheese at Costco. You can go get one.
Well, if Jamie ever gets a job at Hy-Vee and makes the mac and cheese, I'll buy it.
That's true. It's her mac and cheese loves.
It's her special mac and cheese.
Todd, you're...
Yes, but we're trying to come up with a compromise.
No, we're on one side or the other. I don't live in a world of compromise. This is the United States. Get out of here.
I want to weigh in on the marriage counseling thing.
Right. Yes, please.
So, if she's anything like me, part of why she doesn't want to cook more is because that's more to clean when she's done. So, if he can't cook, can he clean up what she's cooking?
Ooh,
that's a good...
And baked mac and cheese is a bear.
That is a bear.
It is. And there's a lot of pieces. So if he cleans up all the dishes, maybe she'd be more willing to cook it for him.
Todd?
Hey, I'm open to that. As long as I can just soak them overnight, I don't want to do them right away, man. Listen, football, okay?
Well, that's between you and her. I'm just saying, a dirty kitchen.
If I don't
sucks.
Have to do it right away, you know what, Jamie? Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Wait.
You can soak the pan
it was in. You have to clean the other dishes. You can't soak everything overnight.
Just soak it in the
No, that's disgusting.
I just soak the mac and cheese dish, right?
And you clean
everything
else.
Well, yeah, you probably have to soak that. Soak that anyway.
You got to clean the other dishes.
If you're willing to take care of all the dishes.
Be very careful on promising that, because you know what happens right after you eat Thanksgiving dinner. We take a nap.
Fine.
You got to be careful on that.
Got to be careful with that, so Todd.
Yeah.
All right, Todd, I have a message here from Travis. Before I read it to you, Jamie earmuffs? I don't know how that works. Travis says, Todd, after the show's over, after we're done doing this, go to your wife and say, honey, I'm sorry. You know, I'm adding something to your plate. But I just want to point out that it is the greatest thing that you make in the world, and it makes me so happy, and you're the love of my life, and this is something that I can't have mac and cheese anywhere else because of how amazing you are at making this mac and cheese, and it'd be so awesome if it became part of our family tradition that we put together. I love you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I totally understand where this person's coming from as far as, like, approach goes.
I said earmuffs.
Guys, we've been married a long time. I mean, if he came to me like that, I'm just going to super run through.
I know.
Probably laugh at him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also, now Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
Oh, you can do it.
Right?
There's time.
Oh, I really need to be in the kitchen starting. Like I said, I'm so much on my plate. Mm.
Is your baked mac and cheese, like, supposed to be the star of the meal, not a side dish?
We've never even had it for Thanksgiving. We have it another time. So he came up with this out of the blue that he wanted us tomorrow. But no, it's great.
I mean, that's what we do.
Whenever I make it, we pretty much just eat that. We might have like a meat with it, like a chicken or something. But yeah, it is the star dish.
We got a suggestion from Jennifer. How about we just do it on Christmas?
Oh,
now that this has been presented,
can we plan ahead, or do you make a ton ahead? Or do you guys have a similar situation on Christmas?
Can you take some other stuff off of the Christmas
homemade
menu?
Mac and cheese and ham on Christmas sounds pretty good to me.
Both is good for me.
Jamie,
do both holidays. Good point. I'm in on that.
I don't think that's
Jamie. Thoughts?
Oh, so ham instead of turkey?
On Christmas. We're moving the baked mac and cheese.
Okay, the ham is negotiable. We don't need to have a fight about ham. Just make the macaroni and cheese on Christmas.
Because I'll have more time, and actually I cook a little bit less for Christmas, I'm willing to consider it. I am.
Saving marriages every Wednesday. That's what we do around here.
I can get down with. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I haven't even thought of
it. Todd, how does that feel to you, man?
You know, that's awesome. Jamie, listen, I probably shouldn't have threatened
the turkey. I think you crossed the line, but you threatened the turkey on Thanksgiving.
Anymore, because I'm going to change my mind.
Okay. No. Jamie, I just, listen, after all said and done, you know that your mac and cheese, man, is killer. It's just, it is the main, for a lot of us, it's the main dish. It really is. It's like none other I've ever tasted. Seriously. And
I am glad that you appreciate it. Yeah.
And
she's a love of
maybe, you know, I came on a little too strong, but I want you to know I love you. And, you know, whatever you decide to do, I just want you to know that I know you work hard during the holidays, and I get it. But I'm just asking.
This feels
it would be awesome.
Do you want a back
rub
later?
Mac and cheese.
Offer a back rub.
Yeah, and I mean, if the offer's still on the table for you to, you know, help even clean up the dishes a little bit, I mean,
there we go.
That wouldn't hurt.
All right, so Todd, you go get all the ingredients and then plan on doing some cleaning.
Well done, Todd.
Okay.
Good job.
All right. Well, hey, we wish you both the best and a happy Thanksgiving from us, and thank you so much for being a part of our show.
This is fun, actually.
Jamie,
we hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving today.
Jamie, if you got 5 more minutes off air, I want to talk to you about this mac and cheese. Because I got to compare recipes back and forth with you.
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.